This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Spurs were hot and the Heat went cold, and then the Heat increased and the Spurs looked old. Deep into the NBA postseason, the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat are tied at two games apiece. That makes the rest of the NBA Finals into a best-of-three affair. Joining me is Mike Monroe, who covers the San Antonio Spurs for the San Antonio Express News. Mike, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
LeBron James and Dwayne Wade combined for 65 points in Game 4 on Thursday night. Chris Bosh had 20. I guess when LeBron talked earlier in the series about having to play better, this is what he had in mind.
I think it was, and I think his defensive presence was just as important as his offensive game. But yeah, LeBron promised he was going to be better. He was, and so was Dwayne Wade, who played like 2006 Finals Dwayne Wade. So that's a major storyline in this NBA Finals. It's getting more interesting by the day.
37-year-old Spurs forward Tim Duncan has also played very well in this series. What do you think? Did Duncan find that fountain of youth that Ponce de Leon was looking for in Florida years back?
Well, you know, that's been a storyline for the Spurs all season long. He was healthier. He had finally admitted that his weight loss total of about 30 pounds from last season to this, and he was all-NBA first team, which is remarkable for a 37-year-old player, the oldest player since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be first team all-NBA. So a great season and playoffs for Tim Duncan, who's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, power forward ever to play the game.
Do you think the outcome of this series will affect how much longer Tim Duncan plays?
Some of us have kicked around the notion that if the Spurs were to win, that Tim might want to go out with another championship. But Tim loves to play the game so much that he's going to continue playing. He has 2 years left on a contract. The second year, additional year, is at his option. But if he's still playing well, if he's still playing as he is now, I think he'll continue playing. Even if the Spurs do win, I don't think he'll hang it up. He just loves to play too much.
Tim Duncan has had a lot of help from some of the Spurs' less heralded players. Tell us a little bit about the contributions of Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, and Gary Neal.
Well, Kawhi Leonard is a player that Greg Popovich has said is going to be the future face of the franchise. Which is a lot for Greg Popovich to say about a player who's 21 years old. He's a very athletic, 6'7" small forward, and he's a tremendous defender. He's a very smart player, makes very few mistakes. He's gotten better in the playoffs. He's going to be a great player for the future. And then Danny Green is a player who knocked around the NBA and in Europe for a few seasons before landing up with the Spurs in a regular situation, and he has also proven that he can handle the pressure. He's a terrific three-point shooter and a good defender. And then the surprise in the finals for the Spurs has been Gary Neal coming off the bench and knocking down three-pointers, and he has really come to the fore in the finals. So those guys have really come up and helped the Spurs be in the position now that they're in.
All right, Mike, Game 5 on Sunday. How does the series go from here on out?
Well, this is the game. If the Heat wins Game 5, I think the odds of the Spurs being able to win two games in Miami, 6 and 7, are almost nil. So if the Spurs win Game 5 and take a 3-2 lead to Miami with a chance to win one game there and close it out, then I think we have one of the great NBA finals in history. I think the importance of Game 5 is enormous. And I think the winner of Game 5 probably has the best chance to win the series.
Well, that was all very entertaining and extremely mealy-mouthed. Give me a winner.
Miami Heat. A dear friend of mine who knows a lot about the NBA said before the playoffs began, of all the teams that have no shot at beating the Miami Heat, the Spurs have the best shot. but as I say, they actually make them play the games. They don't let us decide in advance.
Mike Monroe covers the Spurs for the San Antonio Express News. Visit onlyagame.org to find a link to the Spurs Nation blog featuring his writing. Mike, thanks very much for speaking with me.
It was my pleasure.